President Bush is putting the finishing touches on his new strategy to win the Iraq War. Sending more U.S. troops to Iraq appears to be the centerpiece of the plan. Mr. Bush reportedly is planning to add as many as 20,000 American soldiers to help quell the violence in Iraq, especially in Baghdad. The troop surge is aimed at helping the government of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki stabilize the country politically and economically. But many congressional Democrats, such as Senator Barack Obama, oppose any troop escalation.
My wish would be that the president would actually listen to his generals, listen to the experts, make a determination that this is not the right step to take.
Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy is even introducing legislation to deny President Bush the funds to deploy more troops. Speaking at the National Press Club, Kennedy compared the situation in Iraq now with the Vietnam War.
Iraq is George Bush's Vietnam. As with Vietnam, the only rational solution to the crisis is political, not military. Injecting more troops into a civil war is not the answer.
At the White House, spokesman Tony Snow refused to give details about the president's speech, but said Democrats will have to decide, as he put it, whether they want the war in Iraq to succeed.
Well, Democrats are going to have to make a choice here, and they're going to have to decide where they stand in terms of two issues. Number one, do you want Iraq to succeed? And if so, what does that mean? And number two, do you believe in supporting the troops, as you say, and how do you express that support?
Aside from increasing troops, President Bush reportedly will outline a series of benchmarks that Prime Minister Maliki's government will be expected to meet to reduce sectarian violence. Meanwhile, in Iraq, Mr. Maliki attended a parade of the police force and later spoke about the new plan to pacify Baghdad.
We are approaching a new plan which we hope, God willing, to be decisive in confronting terrorism.
President Bush's speech is aimed at convincing Americans about the importance of succeeding in Iraq. However, opinion polls show most Americans disapprove of how Mr. Bush is conducting the war, and less than 20% support an increase of U.S. troops in Iraq. Bill Rogers, VOA News.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。